If you have cruised down Highway 30 towards Huntsville, and everybody has, you've passed it every time. Just before you get to Carlos, it used to be a junk store until Tim Devon, about 7 years ago, turned it into a feed store. Called it Lazy D Feeds, to be exact. Or should I call it Lazy D Feeding More?
I got goats.
And baby chicks and antiques.
Yeah, I got to do what I got to do.
And for Tim Devon, the baby goat business has been pretty good.
We've sold 150 in the last 3 months.
All right, let's stop here and cue the goats. And the baby chicks. Now, this isn't to promote the Lazy D food store, but just to talk about doing business in the country. You know, it's got its peaks, it's got its valleys.
Oh, yeah, it's like you said, there's people drive by and they don't even know we're here. I sell lots of animals. I buy and sell goats. I mean, I've got a calf back there right now and got chickens. And what I do, I got incubators right here beside us. And say people bring me 2 dozen eggs and 20 of them hatch. 10 of them are mine and 10 of them are theirs. And I sell my half to make my money. And that's what's over there in the bucket right now. Just making them, doing the best I can.
And it's a family deal.
And then my wife sells some furniture. And got a little building next door here. We sell furniture too. So, man, you can see we do antiques on consignment. Do whatever I need to do to make a living.
Now, I had another reason to stop on Highway 30 and to talk to Tim Devon, particularly about that highway between Bryan College Station and Huntsville. There have been far, far too many young people injured, killed on that road just because they're in a hurry, speeding, impatient to pass. Tim's first wife died 13 years ago, hit head-on by a drunk driver, so for him it's personal.
To slow the heck down, because right here in front of the store, 3 years ago, they got hit head-on, killed 2 people, or 1 person, and the other one was in real bad shape. They landed the helicopter right out here in my parking lot, and they just go too darn fast. That's why they're building an overpass up here, right, about 3 miles, because there's been a lot of people killed up here at the intersection.
So, yeah, slow the heck down. There's your public service announcement, and a very, very important one. But Tim Devon, now he took me outside. Look at some more baby chicks and baby goats.
Like these here are Lamaches, with the ones with no ears.
Right.
That's just that breed. They just have very, very short ears. Those are all females, and they're all going to be milk goats. And then there's the little black one over there. That's a Nigerian dwarf. And it's just going to be kind of a half-size goat.
Yeah.
There. And all these Lamaches, I'm trying to wean them.
And there amongst the baby chicks and the chickens and the baby goats is a lone calf, looking kind of confused.
His mama died, and it was easier for me to bring her down here and feed her off the bucket than take her, you know, do it at home, because I don't... There for a while, I was getting out home after dark and leaving home before dark, before we got light.
Yeah.
But she's just an orphan.
And under the good care of Tim Devon, who's just making a living in the country. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.